Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So I'm back to the velvet.
As Stevie Nicks bringing us back. Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ivan Meisner is here. Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder and the chairman of BNI, Business Network International, a truly international organization. 170,000 members?
Yep, 170,000 members.
Something under 7,000 chapters all around the galaxy?
All around the galaxy, Jim.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
And when I think about where you've come from since you started doing my show back in 99, it's amazing. And by the way, Ivan, this is your 16th anniversary. Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So,
I appreciate
you
continually bringing me back.
Absolutely.
I love your latest book. Age of the Customer is a great book.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So we're talking about, and by the way, Ivan's a hardcore dedicated folks for working for us. He's in Bermuda, working in Bermuda, and still he agreed to accept our offer to be on the show, so we appreciate that. We're talking about how to hang in there when you lack motivation. What are some last things that we need to do? Tell us about your elephant story.
Well, we've talked about minimizing contact with negative people, maximizing contact with people who refuel you, read, listen to positive things. The next two things are to prioritize the things you want to do and the things you must do. Mm-hmm. There are things that you want to do, but there are things that you just have to do. So create a priority list so that you can start the last item, which is eat the elephant one bite at a time.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many people I've talked to, and they say, I'm overwhelmed, and it's one of the reasons why I'm not motivated, which is ironic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When you're overwhelmed, you feel less motivated sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell people, just make a list and eat the elephant one bite at a time.
Just do one thing.
One thing at a time and scratch it off the list. Make it
mm-hmm.
visual. And at the end of the day, you'll be surprised. You may get one or two things done, and then you see progress. And then the next day, three or four or five things done. You got to eat the elephant one bite at a time, and I am all about lists. I really believe that if I write things down and then scratch them off as I do it, it helps me get refocused.
There's something about seeing your ideas, seeing your goals, seeing your work, whatever. There's something about seeing it looking back at you from a sheet of paper, isn't it? And it's even more powerful from a sheet looking back at you from paper than it is from the computer screen.
Yes, although computer lists are fine with me personally as well. I check them
out. But I print them out. I print them out.
Oh, do you? Okay.
I make them on computer. I print them out.
That's old school, Jim.
I know. But I started with a computer. But I just think there's just something about it looking back at you from paper.
Especially if it's scratched off, because
yeah.
then you feel like you're accomplishing something
mm-hmm.
and it can help re-motivate you.
Yep, and I've got all these scratches on my computer screen, so that's the reason I started printing them out.
And you know what? There are a lot of different things that work for different people. When I've talked to people when I first wrote this list, you know, people have talked to me about, they use prayer, you mentioned that, walking,
yep.
music.
Mm-hmm.
One person said, you know what? When I clear my desk off, I feel more motivated.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's got different things. This list was to try and help people to get started in the process.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you stay busy doing something else. Maybe today, if you're not motivated to and you're not, it's not urgent that you do something in the business. Maybe today's a good day to go take care of a couple of personal things.
That's a great
you know,
idea.
Just be busy and be motivated about something else.
Yeah, I think that is a really good idea to kind of clear your head. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I still recommend you do that list so that you
mm-hmm.
know what you got to tackle, what you got to jump into when you get back.
But I can't stress enough, and I've said this three or four times already today, so it's amazing how many times this has come up. I just can't stress how focused I am on telling you to go to the marketplace. Don't stay home. Don't stay in bed. Don't sit on the couch and watch television in the middle of the day eating bonbons. Don't play golf. Don't go to the pool room. Stay in the if it's a work day, stay in the marketplace, even if you're planning on being lazy and unmotivated. What do you think, Ivan?
I think you're right. If it's a work day, stay in the marketplace. If it's not a work day, I say recharge your batteries. But if it is a work day, you got to get out there. You got to force yourself to get out there. You told me a story offline about selling, and somebody walked up to you while you were at a coffee shop because you just wanted to get away.
Yeah. I was trying to be lazy, and they walked up when they wouldn't let me be lazy.
And you got business sitting in a coffee shop trying to recharge your batteries.
Fat, dumb, and happy, sitting there minding my own business. Hey, Ivan, thanks for being here. Good job today, and safe travels, buddy.
All right, take care.
Ivan Meisner, bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, a great member of our Brain Trust and just one of the great guys in the marketplace, I promise you. Check out BNI. You'll like being part of his organization. I got to go for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.